In April of 2004, former National Football League player Pat Tillman was killed on the battlefield in Afghanistan. His death received worldwide attention because he had turned down a multi-million dollar contract to play American football in order to join the elite Army Rangers after the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks on the United States. Initially, U.S. military officials said Corporal Tillman died during a heroic attack on enemy Taliban fighters. A memorial service for Tillman was nationally televised across the United States. However, weeks after his death, the Army told Tillman's family that soldiers in his own unit had shot and killed him by mistake, a case of fratricide or friendly fire. An Afghan soldier was also killed during the incident. Results of investigations released by the Department of Defense Monday say the deaths were accidental. However, the department's acting inspector general, Thomas Gimbel, says while there was no broad cover-up, military officers looking into the incident passed along misleading and inaccurate information and delayed reporting that Tillman was killed by friendly fire.
Overall, our review concluded that Corporal Tillman's chain of command made critical errors in the reporting and assigning investigative jurisdiction in the days following his death, and bared the ultimate responsibilities for the inaccuracies, misunderstandings, and perceptions of concealment that led to our review.
The acting secretary of the Army, Pete Guerin, says the military failed in its duty to provide the truth, as fast as possible, to grieving families of all soldiers who have died.
Our failure in fulfilling this duty brought discredit to the Army and compounded the grief suffered by the Tillman family. For that, on behalf of the Army, I apologize to the Tillman family, but words are not sufficient. We are taking corrective action and requiring accountability.
Guerin says the Army will not withdraw Tillman's Silver Star Award, even though some of the information used to justify it was inaccurate. Meredith Buell, VOA News, Washington.